Red Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Jorge Perez Solano, the director of La Tirizia, and the international title is Perpetual Sorrow. So thank you very much for joining us.
Muchas gracias por la invitación a usted.
All right, so to start off, could you tell us a little bit about the story?
Es una película que filmé en el dos. Acabamos este año de filmarla. De hecho, se estrenó en Guadalajara, en México.
Yes, actually, we've been filming this film for a few years, and we finished this year. This year, we finished the film, and it had its premiere at the Guadalajara Film Festival in Mexico. It was a short filmed in El Estado de Puebla, in a state, small state in Mexico, in a region called Coacán, which is a cultural and historical region, also called as La Mixteca, and it's a landscape full of cacti. There are cacti forests, and from the very beginning, from the arrival of the Spanish to the region, and the region was dedicated to the production of salt. And there are also many leftovers from the sea, because originally there was sea. You can see there are fossils. There is a lot of salt everywhere. And there have been also dinosaur tracks, so you can see that it's a very old, really, and antique zone. And the main profession that is most spread there is are the workers who work in the salt mines. So I was really interested to shoot a film there because of all the burden, cultural and historical, that this region has.
And on that note, for an international audience mostly, but even people from other parts of the world, what can you explain the term Tirizia?
Durante toda mi infancia, cuando amanecía yo sin ganas de hacer nada.
From the very moment that you are born, from your infancy, whenever you wake up and you don't want to do anything, you feel bored, or that you just don't want to do anything, your parents tell you, oh, you are a tiriciento, and you suffer from la tiricia. So from the very moment that we are small kids, we are always told that we are suffering this disease, the disease of la tiricia. And then we are told that what happens is that our spirit is leaving our body, and we are lacking energy to do anything. So we say that it is a disease, which means that the people lose their energy and their will to live. It can be caused by a surprise, or for example, because they get scared of something or startled. But now I see many children of the migrant workers who go to the north to get work there, and also many women who suffer from this disease. And I wanted to show in this film this disease on a woman who has to abandon her child so that she can still live with her partner. And conclude, I believe that rather than a physical disease, it is a spiritual disease of the person, but also of the society.
Y esto ya leyendo más allá de la medicina y recuperando.
Also working on this, I started to read literature on medicine and also on the prehistorical cultures in this region, the Mesoamerican culture before the arrival of the Spanish. And I found out that actually they believed that a human being can lose their or get rid of their spirit. And they also said that the hunters of the dreams, they were people who were hunting the spirits of other people. So, for example, they believe that one person can hurt another person by waiting for their soul to leave their body and then capturing it. And this changed after the arrival of the Spanish to Mexico, because before they arrived, we didn't know anything about soul, but we believed in la tona, which was like energy. And after the arrival, this was transformed into the spirit, the soul. And I believe that nowadays there exists this mixture, this syncretism of the ideas, both of the Christian ones and the prehistorical ones.
the other question that I was going to ask is this film setting. We touched on it earlier, but I wanted to talk about it some more, because the nature of the film is relatively quiet, which leads the viewer to think, but also handles the theme of the Tiresia extremely well. So I was wondering, how much do you think that the setting of the story affects the people's emotions and feelings in that place, and how did you play with it in the film?
De hecho, una de las primeras razones para hacer esta película fue el paisaje.
Ah, yes, the setting and the landscape was basically one of the first reasons why we did this film, because the director of photography, he really loved the region, the long takes, the long shots. For me, it was a little bit monotonous, but then I just saw the cacti, all the cacti there, and for me, they were the representations, these phallic shapes, they were representations of the machismo in the Mexican society, and to find their house in which there lives a woman with her two children now pregnant. This is just a representation of the situation of the Mexican woman in a Mexican society, a woman who is always pressured and under the pressure of a male element of the man. Now, so the landscape was extremely important for the story of the film, but also for the acting of the actors, because I was telling them, I see you as the plants. The plants are trying to grow here, to blossom here in a region, in a landscape which is extremely arid. It's a half desert. There are not many options to live, and this is how I also saw the characters. They were people who have very little chances, very little possibilities, opportunities that they can do to survive. So the landscape was extremely, extremely important, and in reality the landscape was full of sound. You heard a lot of birds, there are many sounds, and when we worked on the sound recording, the main work was to get rid of these sounds to achieve the atmosphere that you mentioned, this silence, this calm, that only from time to time you can hear a bird, so that you can start concentrating on what is really happening. It was very well planned, and I believe that we achieved what we wanted, but it was extremely difficult, and we wanted to show that really this region is lacking life. There is no chance to survive. And that's just, as it's mentioned at the beginning of the film, that's the last step before the death.
As a final question, there's a scene in the film where politics invades the place, the village. But they kind of just go away. It doesn't take them long to just go away, drive off, as if it wasn't an important place. Do you think that this kind of situation is also brought on by a carelessness of politicians or any authoritative figure to do anything about it? And how do you think, do you think that, this isolation also makes things worse in the situation, in this setting?
Yo creo que lo he leído en muchos lados y estoy totalmente de acuerdo.
Yes, I've been doing a lot of research, and I agree with the fact that our present situation is the consequence of what happened in the past, and I've been doing a lot of research with anthropologists and archaeologists, and they told me that in the past the pre-Hispanic cultures, the Mixtecas cultures, and they believed in one person who was both, he was at the same time their king, their leader, but also their religious priest and also their military leader. So it was just one person who led them, and they believed in the and respected this person who led them to certain evolution in their society. Nowadays, the situation is different. There are three different separate paths of the power: the church, the politics, the politicians, and the military force. And another theme of the film actually is absence, lack of something. And there is a very famous quote by by Octavio Paz, a very famous Mexican writer. He actually won Nobel Prize for Literature. And he says that our loneliness starts at the very moment when our umbilical cord is cut from our mothers. From that moment on, we are always alone or lonely. So what I'm showing in the film is that we don't have the help of the God, we don't get the help of the politicians, and we also don't have the help of the security forces, of those military guys that you could see at the in the film. We are on our own. We are completely alone. And there are two things that I'm showing. On the one hand, that the society is leaving us lonely. They are not helping us. But also that we should try to defend ourselves as a civil society.
Thank you very much for talking with us about your film today. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.